Mass vaccinations for thousands of medical workers will be conducted at baseball stadiums in Los Angeles and San Diego, and at fairgrounds in Santa Clara, Fresno, and Sacramento. San Diego County opened what it calls a vaccination superstation at a parking lot near the downtown home of the Padres baseball team. Officials said they hope to inject up to 5,000 healthcare workers a day at the site, though they were limiting the number to 2,500 on Monday to allow staff from UC San Diego Medical to work out any kinks as they administered the drive-through vaccines. Medical staff under a row of white tents injected healthcare workers as they drove through, then directed them to wait nearby for 15 minutes to be observed for any reactions. So far, 12,500 healthcare workers in San Diego County have signed up for an appointment at the drive-through vaccination superstation. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti has announced LA will start mass vaccinations at Dodger Stadium by the end of the week. Local leaders have been using the stadium for testing, but officials say that Dodger Stadium will be repurposed to vaccinate up to 12,000 people per day when it is fully up and running. The mayor said that the shift will temporarily reduce testing capacity in LA County, but it will eventually provide more than triple the number of daily vaccines available to Angelenos. The majority of vaccines allocated to the state are being distributed directly to large healthcare systems. One major challenge will be reaching the so-called missing middle of healthcare, folks who may not have a regular healthcare provider or medical home. Further complicating the matter is the role of CVS and Walgreens in providing the vaccine for patients and staff at long-term care facilities. Critics say this patchwork system opens the state up to disparities in the quality and quantity of information provided to the public, and the potential for inconsistencies in the vaccine rollout program. In Santa Clara County, supervisors have introduced a proposal to require large healthcare systems to make public their vaccine rollout plans. The hope is that more transparency will help local governments prepare to fill in the many gaps in the vaccination program. Here's Santa Clara County Supervisor Joe Simidian.
I think we learned some lessons from the testing effort, quite frankly. I remember early on in March of last year when we talked about the plans for testing throughout our county. The hope and expectation was that the federal government would have a robust plan for testing and that we'd get clear direction as well as the resources necessary for testing. That didn't happen. That meant that the burden fell heavily on our county and that we needed to rely heavily on the larger healthcare systems. And that did not go as smoothly as it might have.
I'm J.R. Summers for KPFA News.